Good morning. My guest this morning is Stephen David Martin from the Raven Theater. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, are you shifting over from theater to radio comedy?
We'll see how it goes, actually.
Okay.
I'll let you know May 14th.
So the Bob O'Clock Variety Hour. About that. That's happening May 12th and 13th. This is a limited run.
It's a limited run. It's two nights only. We want to make sure we get in there and get out before anybody catches us. It's a fundraiser. We're doing a fundraiser for the Raven Performing Arts Theater, and we decided that it would be fun to do a variety show, but we wanted some sort of context. So the idea was floated. I don't know who's to blame for this, but to do it as sort of a 60s, 70s variety show.
Uh-huh.
So we use Sonny and Cher and Carol Burnett as our jumping off point.
Great.
And there's a character named Bob O'Clock, which was an offstage character in a play that I did last year. And I always thought, well, what a great name.
Bring him back.
Bring him back. So he's the host. He's going to be played by the actor Steve Thorpe. And his backstory is he was an up and comer, in the early days of TV and movies. The joke is that he was a stand in for Mickey Rooney until he got too tall, and then he became a stand up comic, and then he did his own shows, and now he's sort of on the downside of his career arc.
Uh-huh. Yes, right.
So he's hosting this variety show in a small town in Sonoma County called the Bob O'Clock Variety Hour.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, and we've got tons of acts. It's the old variety show. We've got some singing. We've got a guy doing Johnny Mathis, a lady doing Patsy Cline, Whitney Houston, Edith Ann, and Ernestine the Operator, Lily Tomlin characters.
Yeah,
the magician. We've got some dancing, singing. It's a variety hour. It's all encompassing.
Did you direct this, Stephen?
I am directing it, yes. Depends on if you like it or not, yes.
I take it that a number of people that are in this show were not around for the original sort of thing that happened in the 50s and 60s.
That's a good point. I don't think so. I remember I remember Ed Sullivan, of course.
Yeah,
I remember,
sure.
Like I said, Sonny and Cher and Carol Burnett. But a lot of these kids probably don't know what the heck they're getting themselves into.
Right. Yeah. So How do you teach them?
Well, the important part for them is that they have these acts. These people have been doing these acts for a while now. So it's really them coming in and being part of this bigger context.
Right.
So
right.
I'm hoping that during the dress rehearsals that they'll get the idea that this is going to be anything can happen sort of extravaganza. And we're doing it as if it's filmed before a live studio audience. So we'll have the warm up. We'll have authentic 70s TV commercials playing on a big TV screen. So it's hopefully it'll be a ton of fun.
You know, this seems to be in the great comedy tradition of the play Noises Off.
Yes.
Where part of the play is from the audience looking at the stage, and part of it is the other way around.
Exactly right. And and I think there will be some element of that. What's going to go wrong here? And it's the great thing about it is that anything that happens is okay, because we'll figure it out.
Yeah, right.
That should be fun for the audience, too.
Just as you would if this was actually what it purported to be.
Exactly. And poor Bob, we never know what he's going to say. You know, he could go off on many tangents.
Right. These radio guys who have been around for a really long time.
Yeah.
Right. Not so good. Okay. Is this an idea that you can expand on? I mean, if this does really well, it seems like you could do it again.
You read my mind. Hopefully, it'll be an annual event. Hopefully, people will come and say, I can't wait to see what they're going to do next year. So that's the idea. It would be like a Dancing with the Stars or something that people come back every year and give us lots of money.
Well, boy, you've got it here for only two performances.
Yeah.
It's sort of like a school play.
Yeah, it is kind of like a high school play. Yeah, and probably on many levels it is.
Okay, let's tell people that this is the Bob O'Clock Variety Hour, May 12th and 13th at the Raven Theater. Tickets available at ravenplayers.org. And the audience is limited to 18 or older. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.